Welcome to the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, where we bring you a weekly dose of powerlifting news, tips, and training advice with a touch of 80s rock ballads. This podcast is presented by Team Roar Powerlifting, your source of the most comprehensive coaching and meet day preparation. Here are your hosts, Josh Rohr and Laura Sturm.
Welcome to episode 158. How are you, Josh Rohr?
Dandy. How are you?
Fabulous.
Good word, Joyce.
I saw what you did there, so I tried to keep up.
Tried to one-up it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I failed, but it's okay.
It's all right. I'm proud of you anyway.
Hey, the failure is not to try.
I don't understand what you just said.
The only failure is not to try.
It's the only failure. I thought you said the failure is not to try. I guess that would still work.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, Georgia State meet update. There are 282 lifters registered as of December 12th, and the cap's 325. So that means there's only 43 spots left. So if you're planning on lifting at the Georgia State meet in February, tick tock.
Sign up is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because usually when meets get to that close, you know, it's about to fill up, boy, people notice that, and all of a sudden everyone's, and then people
and there's
get
a run
waitlisted.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get waitlisted. That's going to be a new one. Like the term blacklisted and all that, waitlisted. That's going to be the new powerlifting equivalent of blacklisted.
Don't get waitlisted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So rule book stuff, we'll kind of go through that. Section 3.2.6, the deadline for equipment check is 30 minutes prior to the scheduled start of a lifter session. That's always been kind of an unwritten rule. You know, equipment check is typically run during weigh-ins. Typically it starts a little bit before weigh-ins, but there's never been like a hard rule that says it's supposed to end 30 minutes prior to lifting. Mm-hmm. So that's there, I think, more for meet directors, because you have people coming wanting to check equipment after weigh-ins and things like that. And, you know, most meets I've been to, they actually require you to do your equipment check before you even weigh in, just to kind of streamline all that. But I think the point of this is they put it in the rule book just to put it there so people are aware of it. Because I think a lot of lifters, you know, especially if it ever came up as like an argument, like, well, it doesn't affect the meet, blah, blah, blah. Well, now it's in the rule book. You don't have an argument anymore. Right. Get it done beforehand.
Right. And the times that I've seen this maybe come into play is like when somebody is doing equipment check and they're like, oh man, I don't have my long socks with me.
Right.
And, you know, they have to go get some or borrow them from someone. And then like, you know, 5 minutes before the meet starts, they're like, hey, here's my socks. You know, and it's just nice to have those things like, it's done. Like, so if you don't come back and get that thing, you get 30 minutes before lifting starts to get it.
Bring your damn socks.
Yeah. Or belt or singlet or
Actually bring all of those things. Bring all of them. Not just your socks, bring everything.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times as a meat director, I've had that somebody having most of the things, but not all the things.
Yeah. Cool. The next one, 3.3.3, and it says apparel may bear the logo or emblem of a lifter's or coach's nation, a lifter or coach's name. And then the addition there is, so that was already in the rule book, but the part we're mentioning is the use of a nickname is permitted on apparel as long as it is not derogatory or offensive in any way. And that includes consideration of other countries, cultures, and languages. And it's got to be written in English, which is the common language for all officials. And then there's a note there that's kind of like the disclaimer is like, athletes must be mindful of the impact of the nickname. If there's any doubt by an official whether the nickname may be offensive, it will not be permitted on the platform. So that's kind of like the check off there for anybody that's, you know, wants to try and get cute. Like, it's still at the discretion of the officials. If they're not sure or think it could be offensive, they can deny it. So, yeah.
Right. Which is a little dangerous because there's a lot of butthurtery.
Butthurtery. What are these words you're using?
Danisms.
Yeah, Danism, that's about right. Yeah, so just I think the big thing there is like it's trying to be a little bit more flexible with, it used to be like your name or country and that was it. Now it's can be, nicknames and stuff as well. So the other thing I want to touch on, just because there's a lot of elections going on right now for state chair, this is a requirement that a lot of people I just don't think are aware of is state ref or I'm sorry, state chairs are sub they're required to be state referees or higher prior to being state chair. And I think that makes sense because, if you're kind of in charge and overseeing referees and, signing off on sanctions and even kind of being the person in charge of the state when you're at meets, like you should know the rules. You should be a referee. So I think this came up. I saw a couple of people on social media post something that, they want to run for state chair, but they're not a state referee. Well, just become a state referee. Like it's not that hard. And I think this one post I saw, like people were, it was almost like they were upset that they couldn't run for state chair because they weren't a state referee. It's like, what do you like? I don't
Right. What do you?
understand why you are complaining about that. It doesn't cost
Right.
you a dime to be a state referee. And why would you want somebody in charge of that isn't even willing to be a state referee? So to
Right.
me, I don't give a damn. Like if you think if you don't think you should be a state referee and be able to be a state chair, then I think you're foolish. Like it's, if you want to be in a leadership role, then take the responsibility and be in a leadership role and lead by example. Yeah, it's just, to me, it's dumb.
Yeah, I agree. So is that new?
No. It, well,
Okay.
I think it's been put in the state chair requirements fairly recently, because again, that was kind of always one of those unwritten things. Like, of course, you should be a state referee, but like somebody like at some point pointed to it, like, well, it doesn't say that.
Doesn't say
Well,
that, right.
now it says it.
Well, good.
It's frustrating that like common sense things like that. If it doesn't say, well, how come I blah blah blah, like. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, there's that, which leads us right into the new lifter tip. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The new lifter tip is around gym drama. Don't get pulled into gym drama or federation drama. It's draining and brings attention that's off your goals of getting stronger. Use your training time as time to escape the drama and focus on you. And if drama's happening within the gym, put your headphones in, disengage, or find another place to train or training partner.
I think it's reasonable.
Yeah, because drama just follows people everywhere sometimes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people go to the gym to get away from that. Like that's their escape, and it gives them a healthy goal to work towards. And just yeah, there's I think I don't know, man. It seems like there's more gym drama now than there was in the past. Maybe it's because there's so many more gyms. I don't know. I don't know if it's because there's so many more lifters, whatever. But like, I guess I don't experience it. Maybe I'm just naive to it, but like I hear people coming in or people just telling me about drama they had at this gym or that gym with so and so. And I'm just like, that's just, I don't know. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, but I
Weird.
mean,
I get
there
it.
gets to be
I
gym
mean,
drama. I mean, whenever there's people,
yeah.
there is potential for drama. And man, it's just no, it's just no.
Stop it.
Exactly.
So I was thinking about this. Just putting you on your spot here. What's your favorite holiday song? I'll go first. Unless you know yours.
Feliz Navidad. It's like Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. You know that one.
I do.
I love that song.
Yeah.
When it breaks into, I want to wish you, like, I love that part. It's my favorite holiday song.
I don't know. So since I was like a kid milking cows, like this song used to be on the radio during the holidays, and it was Santa Claus and His Old Lady by Cheech and Chong.
I
And
don't think
ever
I'm
since
familiar with this
then,
song.
you need to look it up. It's kind of a song, but it's more of like just a monologue. But they used to play it on the radio in Ohio all the time around Christmas. And ever since then, it's just been like, that's been the family, the Roars thing is like around the holidays. It's like So one of the phrases in it is like Santa Claus, the man with the hair on his jaws. And it just goes on and on. But anyway, so like my dad would just randomly say that to me like around the holidays. It's funny. So
awesome.
So every time, like, that's my first thought go-to song around the holidays is Santa Claus and His Old Lady by Cheech and Chong. Look it up. It's a good one.
Santa Claus and His Old Lady.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to look it up. Because, hey, do you know what my favorite Christmas special is?
What's that?
That episode from South Park involving Mr. Oh my God. All of a sudden my brain has left. You know, he goes, howdy ho.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about this before because I remember you doing the howdy ho thing.
Yeah, you didn't even know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh, God, I can't remember his goddamn name right now. Brain. That's what happens when you get old. You have things at the tip of your tongue. You know this. And it leaves.
But you don't know it. But you don't know it.
Mr. Hankey, the Christmas
Mr. Hankey. Yeah, yes. That's right.
Mr. Hankey,
I swear we had this. I'm having deja vu right now because I swear we had this exact conversation last year now that Probably. We're into it. But
because it's so good. And if you haven't watched it, you need to watch it because it was my first exposure to South Park, period. And it's so incredible.
Yeah. Well, A, I don't remember, like, my memory's not good enough to remember a year ago. But two, like, I'm literally having deja vu. Like, I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to last year's, like, Christmas episode and see. Because I think this was like literally almost a repeat exact conversation. Maybe we've been doing that for years. Like maybe we're
Could be.
The same conversations over and over. We just forget.
Because are we in like year three now?
I think so. We started
in 2020.
I believe so. Like July 2020, I think.
Whoa. That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Wow. That is.
So we probably are at this point, like just repeating the same things over and over, but
you know, it's fine. It's all good. Did we talk about coming up with our list of our favorite Christmas movies? Cause I think we need to do that really soon so that people can watch these movies.
Oh yeah. I kind of forgot about that, but
I did too until just this moment.
All right. Well, we will go over our top five Christmas movies next week.
Okay. And I will have a list together by next week.
Okay. I need to make
that's going to be one of them. Even it does have to be a movie. Can it just be a skit or an episode?
Episode of what?
Episode of South Park.
Well, you're the one that just made this rule or made up this idea. And you said top five Christmas movies. So is it top five Christmas movies? Is it top five skit? Like what are we doing? You got to have some parameters here. This is your show here.
All right. Movies. It's a movie. Even though Mr. Hankey should be included in it somehow. All right, movies.
All right, top five Christmas movies. We will tell everybody ours next week. And we're not going to ask you yours because our lists are better anyway.
that way we can't get voted down. And
right. We control the variables this way. Yeah.
Well, let's work for us. Really for you.
Great. So on that note, Christmas movies. Don't forget to go vote. The link is in our bio on our Instagram. Vote whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We've only had about 10 people vote so far. I'm not going to say which way they voted, but I would love to have about 100 people vote on that. So share that around. Go vote. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not? I'm really interested to hear the arguments for both sides. And I'm really excited to argue against the majority just for fun. So
were you on debate team?
No, but like, I feel like I should have been. We didn't have a debate team. I grew up in a small town. We didn't really have too many extracurriculars outside of like sports.
I don't remember if we did or not. I don't think
See, I would have been bad. I would have been bad at debate because it takes me a minute to process things. I have to like sit and think about it. So like on the fly, like if I have all the facts, I can sit and like formulate my thoughts and opinions and put it down, you know, in an organized way, then I can make a pretty good argument. But like if somebody just on the fly says like, argues something and says, you know, defend your position. I'm like, give me a minute. So
it's my cat making an appearance.
So I would be bad at a debate on a debate team, but like if I could have time to prepare and just hand it off to somebody else, then it'd probably be good. Anyway, what's up, Kat?
My cat approves.
Yeah.
She's special. Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of like that too. I need to think and formulate and on the fly. Improv. No, not going to happen.
Yeah. Cool.
That's why we're powerlifters.
That's why we're powerlifters. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but sure. That's like the catch line for everything. Like, man, I got a flat tire on the side of the highway this morning. Yeah, that's why I'm a powerlifter.
Yep.
What the hell does that have to do with anything? It makes no sense.
Because you could be the jack. Be the jack.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. Well, that's all I've got.
That's all I got. All right. Well, we will see everybody next week. Don't forget to go vote. Later.
Go vote. Bye now.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode of the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, please remember to subscribe and share it with your friends.